Jesus, your will is holy. Nothing and no one can stop you. I stand on this and will never retreat. Thank you for the courage to move ahead no matter what the enemy throws at me. Please continue to fill us with courage, Lord. Amen. Ah, my precious family, forgive my absence. I have been and still am in a war with the enemy who does not want the refuge established. However, he doesn't have a choice. God is at work here, and greater are those who are with us than those who are against us. Amen. You would not believe what it has been like. Something like running the gauntlet is an old expression, but to put it into our contemporary language, every step forward has been met with two slams backward. And I managed to find a little car that will make it up there in the worst weather, and a tiny rubber gasket in the transfer case crumbles and jams the transmission. We get it towed to the garage, and they order the part from India, 5 weeks away. In the meantime, I cannot get up to the refuge. The enemy sent a man who owns a tiny sliver of land that crosses the road at the very beginning, and he put up a gate, which is illegal because it prevents all the other landowners from going up the road that crosses everyone's property. They call that a grandfather road. And the history of that road is that it's always been open to people who own property on it. And it leads directly to the Hermitage. It is a straight shot to the Hermitage from the highway and was our only way in and out by vehicle. This delayed us getting things cleaned up on the refuge as well as setting the roadwork back. We have a time frame here where the road work can be worked on, but when the monsoons come, that may have to stop. Unfortunately, I had to go to an attorney and ask for counsel. She told me the gate was illegal and wrote a cease and desist letter, so we broke the lock on it. Not once, not twice, several times. Because they kept putting a lock on it, so we could get the backhoe up along with steel culverts to redirect water that was causing damage to the road. The gentleman was not happy at all about that, but we kept breaking the locks and sending the backhoe up. Mind you, it cost us a lot of money for the road work, and two of the culverts still cannot be installed because now that they welded the gate together. Then there was a problem with the deed not specifying a logging road as the access to our property. It didn't have a name. It was assumed, because of the history of the road going up to the mill that was on the property that we own, it was assumed that it's the logging road to the mill. That's the history behind it. And the other party called the state police, who I think have told them it's a civil matter and they wouldn't get involved. So now we are exploring other ways to make it possible to get to the land until we can afford another lawyer. Dear ones, we need your prayers. Our precious family from Texas that came here to caretake the refuge had a breakdown the day after they left. Then the next day, they got on the road, and a ferocious storm came up with hail and lightning and torrential rains so they couldn't see 2 feet in front of them. It made it impossible to make any progress. So they pulled over to get out of the storm and called us, and we all joined hands here at the house and prayed that storm away. And praise God, it stopped, and they arrived here safely. But we are still faced with a situation where they cannot get their camping equipment up to the refuge, and they don't have a car to come down in. This is only a third of the story. If I told you the whole story, you'd wonder if we were crazy trying to pursue this safe haven for prayer. Believe me, I thought about looking for other land, But Elijah himself anointed this land for prayer with hot coals from heaven, and I will never abandon it. We had been given enough to at least begin to build the little community dwelling with a kitchen and space for us to gather together and a tiny library, a wall with a few books, and to start on a hermitage. But these legal fees really hurt us, and we're facing another hurdle that requires legal action, though we really need your prayers. Now for the good news, the inspiration not to give up. The day before all of the above things broke, the Lord gave me a most sublime gift in prayer that made my heart soar, as well as making it resolute. Jesus came and wrapped his arms around me and just held me for the longest time. Oh, did I need that? How delightful are your arms, Lord. I wish to keep them wrapped around me so much more. I do not want to lose that grace. How sweet it is. Thank you, Jesus, for holding me this morning. Oh, my Lord, the sweetness of your arms and the heavenly vision you have given me for the refuge of your sacred heart is so sweet, so incomparably pure and sweet. Truly, I'm beginning to feel it now. And I was able, because of that, to begin on the drawings for the buildings. Jesus began, "Beloved of my heart, this is my gift to you and to my Father. A tiny place on earth where he can rest his head in the midst of the turmoils of the world. That is why you must not allow anything unclean on the property. I will forever protect this piece of land bequeathed to you from on high, for it is truly a place where my heart will find rest." You know, it just dawned on me as I'm repeating this back to you, how special Israel is, how special Jerusalem is, and what an incredible fight they have to put up to keep it. Just an incredible fight. Such unbelievable opposition. But they still do, because it was given to them by God. The sweetness of the fulfillment of the vision is truly intoxicating, he continued, to the angels and saints alike. A place where all of heaven can resound with a glorious amen, for it is a sanctuary of my presence. How beautiful is your dwelling place, O Lord my God on high. Here I will work the mysteries of sublime intimacy with chosen souls. I will bring them into a consummate union with my heart, because this is what they long for. Oh, how tender and precious is the love of a soul for me, Claire. There is nothing to compare to it. This is why my Father longs for their return and fellowship, that he may indwell them night and day with the infinite love of his being. And I long to inhabit my bride and share fully in her life, dwelling in her glorious beauty seen by the angels and the saints. Yet, my beautiful ones, as you are being purified from disordered affections for the world, it will at times be painful for you. Much remains unaddressed, even in my vessel unto honor, Mother Claire. From this place on the mountaintop, she will be given the perspective necessary to lead you, not only deeper into my heart, but to help you navigate the pitfalls of self-will, and how the enemy uses your affections to ruin you, if he could. Yes, he knows you so very well, as he has studied human nature throughout time, and has assigned some of the subtlest demons to entrap you. For this reason, trust in her and obedience to her wishes is your safeguard. I have endowed you with a conscience, and she will never ask you to violate that place that is sacred between you and I. However, the enemy knows how to weave a deceitful web to catch you. For that reason, do not lean on your own understanding, but do all you can to conform to her directions. She has embraced meekness when in her right mind and does not force things on you. Her suggestions may come across as personal preference or unimportant to your way of thinking. But oh, how mistaken you are. These little things have a history behind them, and you would do well to take those gentle requests to heart and live them. Silence, my brides, is your friend and mine. In the silence of your hearts, you will hear me speaking. So much conversation is unnecessary and opens the door to sin and judgment. I want you all to cultivate a quiet and gentle demeanor, not just on the outside, but especially on the inside. In this way, you will make it possible to dialogue with me. You will hear me clearly, and we can converse with one another in this joyous state of heart and mind. When you begin to release the busyness of the world, your heart will at last be able to soar with mine. Yet at times you will also dwell in a dark valley in order to benefit other souls. I will teach you the ways of love, sacrifice, and humility, the pillars of a life lived only for me. You will find that the more of the world you dismiss from your mind, the greater and deeper your peace. In this world, you cling to a continuous stream of noises, both of people and places, and a mind endlessly running like in a squirrel cage. But on the mountain, you will learn to cling to silence. You will not fear the stillness of your soul. Neither will you fear the dark, for you are the radiant light shining into the darkness, and I am continually by your side, protecting and nurturing you. Brotherly love will abound as each of you sees to the needs of the others, so that none lack for a fire, for warmth, or company in difficult times, whatever is needed. In the stillness of your hermitage, you will feel an increasing sense of purity and peace. This life is designed to remove the clutter you have been so accustomed to in the world, to make a giant empty space that I can at last fill. There will be times for sweet fellowship and sharing that is meaningful, as well as contemplative work as you contribute to community life. All will be ordered by me, my brides, and your peace will surpass what you have ever known before. So few understand how contaminated the world really is, even in the best of circumstances. It is only when you have broken with it and dwelt in silence that you will recognize how taxing and distracting it truly is. For those of you on the channel who cannot live this life, I will not abandon you. There will be rich lessons from the hermitage, and you will also benefit from them. I have some wonderful teachings planned for you, so please do not think you will not grow with the others, because as you implement some of the changes into your lives, you also will be filled with more of me. There will be many, many healings because of the combined prayer efforts of the desert dwellers. Oh, Lord, these are some beautiful promises. Thank you. I believe and I receive every word. No wonder the enemy has put up such a fight. Jesus continued, oh, don't worry. He'll continue to oppose you. He cannot stand holiness. You're a noxious odor to him and his workers of iniquity. But as long as sin stays on the outside of the hermitage, he won't have the advantage. And yet I must allow some of this pressure to teach you all how to hold up under oppression. And I must say, you have done a marvelous job, all of you. Truly, you have all learned to cleave to me and to the vision of our holiness and our oneness together. There is not one among you, heart dwellers, that cannot live a similar life in your own home. The secret is in the use of your undedicated time, when you go to sleep and when you rise. It is very profitable for you to get up as early as you can, so that your mind is connected with mind first thing, so that our hearts and minds can be prepared to tackle the day together. I alone know what awaits you every day. That is why you must come to me to be prepared. Although you may be subjected to the noisiness of the world, in your own home, you can cultivate inner silence, reflection on my word, and our precious times together. This is why I launched this channel, to help you do exactly that. But for many, there comes a time of reckoning. If you are unequally yoked, your life will change, your values will be different, and if you have married out of my will, it will be very hard for you. You will be forced to make a decision, me or another. For some of you, this will be traumatic, but I will be with you. For you chose me above all that you could have had on this earth. Take heart, dear ones, I am with you. I will help you. I will lead and teach you, even in the very place that you're in now. And the lessons from the Hermitage will be very rich indeed. I am with you and I love you. Be at peace. Be at peace. And pray for Mother Claire.